Yeah, like the Kerbeda says, the lasos pumbi ladover lefarsim. Let everybody know about it. Lodia ki the chaga pesach choyva lahavi truma mimakam akarv liyushlayim. For rochad be mixas batzeris. For rochad be yaitse bechag. Av l'toych hakupa loyboyel mishik leherachaykim. They didn't put it into the kupa. They sent to the kupa taka that money Bezdin took out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the time Bezdin made a truma for the whole year. And the money that didn't get there yet, Bezdin laid out the money right then. Why do they announce, like, tell everybody we're doing it again by Sukkis and we're doing it again by Shavuos? Is found that the people should know that whoever did not give the Machzor Shekel yet, if you live far away and you couldn't get it there in time, there's still a chiyuv for you to give it. Don't give up. You have to get it. If you didn't get it there by Shavuos, you have to get it there by Sukkis. Or Stam Besen let the Olam know that you didn't party, you didn't yotzi your chayiv. You have a chayiv to bring the Machzor Shekel. But Lemaisa, when does Besen take out the money to use to start buying the new kabonis? The taka take it out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How do they do it? The people that didn't get there yet, how would they include it? That we'll see sugyas later on. That he holds Torah Malosat Lovli. We can make truma now, even for the money that eventually we'll get there later on. So the Bible of Zayin, the Mara wasn't placed with Chizki Shalad then. There is like this, where there is a Svarah to say that maybe for B'nai Bavim, they should announce there at the beginning of the winter. Today they should get the money there as soon as possible. We're just saying now that even though the people, if you do not get your money there, you should know it doesn't part to you. You still have to work to get your money there. If you didn't get it there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, try and get it there by Shavuos. If you didn't get it there by Shavuos, try and get it there by Sukkis. Because you have to still bring your money there. Just that Ikka Truma was taken on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda ba Pazi b'shem Rabbi, hey nikro v'loy nivas. Like, who could read these psukim and not be nivas, like not be astonished about seeing these things? The what? Astonished about Klal Yisrael. That letoiva, to do something good, the pasuk says, kol nadiv leiv. Who gave money for the Mishkan? Only people that had a good heart. Kol nadiv leiv, only special people gave the money, gave the gold and silver to the Mishkan. Only nadivas leiv. He said, Latoiva means, Lenadovas Mishkan, Leviyo Kulam. Everybody didn't bring it, money. But it says, Vayasperkul Kolam. When it came to make the eagle, and they asked to give the gold and silver, everybody gave the gold, nobody said no. Vayasperkul Kolam. So it's a bit like a cash and Klai Yisrael. They had to do good, and that everybody did. But to do bad, they jumped to do it. So you see how big the Yetzirah is, you have to watch out for Yetzirah. Like Leroy. But Ma'isa Egel Ksir Vayasparkul Kolam, everybody jumped to give the gold. So it means you have to learn out here to watch out from Yetzirah. That's the way the Takan Charetim says, like, Hey Nikrav La Nivas, Bitzmiya, Kleimech, Nikrav La Mikras, how could you read these psukim? V'lo Yach Zenu, and don't get scared from it. Shemehem Ani Lameda, from these psukim we learn out, Kama Godel Koycha She Yetzirah. How strongly is the Yetzirah? That to give money for the Mishkan, not everybody gave. But to give money for the eagle that the Yetzirah was involved there, everybody gave. Letoivet says, Vayoytse Moshe son. Moshe had to tell the Eden come to Har Sinai. To get the Torah, Moshe had to force them to come. Lero, when it came to do bad, Vatikravun alai kuchem. Everybody came to complain very fast. Means Bishluach Meraglim. Vatikravun alai mayatzvam. When the Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael and started to complain, there it says, Vatikravun alai kuchem. Everybody came to me by themselves. Moshe didn't have to force them, they came themselves. So right, the Yetzirah was involved there, he pushed him. Letoivet says, Oz Yashir Moshe of Nei Yisrael. Mashma Moshe had to force them to start singing. Without Moshe, they wouldn't have sang themselves. It was only because of Moshe's Yisrael that the Bnei Yisrael started to sing. Leroy forbid, the prophet says, Vatisa Kol Eda. Again, by the Meraglim came back, all the Eda picked up the voice and started to scream. Moshe didn't have to help them there. They didn't have to help them. They didn't have any Yetzirah there. But the Yetzirah helped them. He got them going. Is Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Ochein Hashkimu Heshchisu. And the Pasuk also says there. In Tzfani, like Novi said the same type of thing also. And Novi said, Ochein Hashkimu Heshchisu. I mean, whenever clients want to do bad, no, they did it. Early in the morning. They got up very fast. They didn't wait. They got up very fast to do it. And any hashchosa that they did, they used to do very early. So he also says, it means here, Achan Hashkim means Kleimer, Gam Hanovi Tzvanyo Hechichon, he also told them these things, Kyeitzib is there. Hashchosa also be hashkoma. The bad things they did very early. The good thing they didn't do so early. They got up nice and early in the morning to make the egel. They brought for themselves. It doesn't say they came bashkom early, but just says babaykim abaykim. Even the Navi Svan also spoke about this, that to do bad, the Yetzer is where it makes you do it fast. And Mashiach to do good, he didn't do it so fast. Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Acha, Ein at yochol la'amoid al uf yishalu mezu. We can't understand the way Klal Yisrael acted. Ufi says means daitam and hogem shel umazu. How the thoughts, their minds were, and how they acted. There is this inyan that there's a yetz toiv and yetz hara. Sometimes they do good, sometimes they do bad. Or it's a fella. Either do good or do bad. So we don't understand it. That what? Nitpo yim li egol v'noistin. It came to give money for the egol, the yol jumped and gave gold. Nitpo yim l'mishkin v'noistin. When it came then to give the money for the mishkin, again they gave money, like the manashok. Either you're bad or you're good. You can't understand these Yidden, that when the Yetzara gets you, he gets you. But me, the Geese, the Klai Yisrael has the Yetzara type also, so it's hard to understand him. Tony, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Basically, it says no, it's not so schwer. It's not so schwer to understand his last pshat. Why? The Pasuk says, the Yossisa Kapurit Zohov Torah. Make the kaparis on top of the oran, make it out of gold, pure gold. Why pure gold? The passage says, because we means, Yovi Zohav Shal Kaparis, V'yichaper Al Zohav Shal Egel. You should give the gold now for the kaparis to make the nice on top of the oran, to make the kaparis, today that should make a forgiveness to you for the chet egel you did. So Melo, now we could understand the Eden. True, the Eden did a chet by the chet egel. They gave the money to the egel. But then Moshe Rabbeinu told them they're doing wrong, and then they did tshuva. Now when they did tshuva, they wanted to have a kapara, they wanted to be forgiven. So Melo, they gave gold again for the kaparas for their forgiveness. So now it's not such a kasha, how come they gave here and they gave for there? The pshat is first they did bad, but then they did tshuva. Now they wanted to have a kapara, that's why they gave the money again for the mishkan. That's what he says. Pligi al Rebbe, bo d'lekach nitnu lemishkan de'lechapra al ma'isegel. Like he's arguing, it's not such a kasher why they did these two things. This thing now is coming for kaparam, that's why they did it. Right. Rebbe Chago b'shem b'shimin b'nachmin. Sholosh trumois nemru b'pasha zoish truma. In the pashas of truma, v'yikuli truma, the beginning of the psukim, talks about three different inyanim of truma. What were they? There's Truma Sadonim, once these people had to give money for the Adonim, for the bottom of the Kroshim of the Mishkan. Ul Truma Ashkolim, with them Al Machsa Shekel, everybody had to give a Machsa Shekel. Ul Truma Samishkan, everybody had to give different presents from the 13 different presents to give for the Mishkan. The Apostle says, Dabro B'nei Yisroel V'yikholi Truma, Zu Truma Sadonim. That's the money to make, to give Dafka for the Adonim, to make the bottom part of the Kroshim. Me'eis Kol Isha She'edven Oliboi, Tikhu es Trumasi. What is that pasuk talking about? Zu truma shkolim. That's talking about the machsa shekel everybody has to give. V'zois ha-truma she-tikhu me'itom, zu truma sa-mishkan. That's talking about the truma, the different things Klal Yisrael gave for the building of the Mishkan. Now, truma sa-mishkan le-mishkan. All the different things they gave for the Mishkan was used for the Mishkan. And ma-shi-yitzu yasu. Whatever they wanted to, they could do and give. That's where the Korban Eidah learns. Means mishkan. What they wanted to give for the mishkan, whether it was gold, silver, different colors, the materials, is yiyul yetzer tzarich shiyu. It was given for any purpose that they needed for. The gam kama shiyu roitzim oyechel miten. As much as they wanted to give, they could also give. As they give for the mishkan, they're allowed to give as much as they want. They could give. That's the way he learns pshat. Truma shkolim lekorban. That they gave the machsa shekel. That was kedai that the bezin should be able to go and buy karbonis for that year. Also, marshiyir tsoyasu. Any different type of korbanos they want to do, they could do with it. Now, kidei sheyad kulam shover goes also machsa shekel. The machsa shekel, everybody gave the same amount of money. You couldn't give more, you couldn't give less. Everybody gave only a machsa shekel. That's kidei sheyad kulam shovim. They should all be shovim, they should all be exactly alike. They should be. And truma sadonim liadonim, the truma that says they gave for the adonim, for the bottom part of the kroshim, the silver there, here, sure, the pasuk says, ha'osher lo yaber, v'yhadal lo yimut. Everybody was shoved, they have to give a certain amount of money for the adonim. If you're rich or poor, you have to give the same amount. So also, Karbneva learns that Trumas Adonim. Let's see here. Adonim. Daska will shad for him. Yach pash. So he learns here that when you give to the Mishkan, you give as much as you want. But the other two, the machzah shekel and the money they gave for the Adonim, that was only a certain amount you had to give, more or not. And that's what says Osher liyaver badal yimut. Everybody had to give the same amount. He explains exactly why, really, why it's the pasuk of Osher liyaver badal yimut goes on the Adonim, not so much on the machzah shekel, because the Adonim that was a mitzvah only at that one time. B'shafta komas hamishkan. So at that time the money was a set money. Everybody gave the same amount of money. Malshenka in the mitzvah of machzah shekel, that's a mitzvah of dervis. For every time was the base of mikdash, whenever they had the kabonis, everybody gave money for the kabonis. Then it was the money changed then, like we'll see later on. At certain times, maybe the machzah shekel was more than a shekel, less than a shekel, it was different currency then. So then already it changed. It doesn't say this postic on that, to osher layarbeh on that. But upon him, the machzah shekel, everybody had to give the same amount of money. According to the korbanet, only the first truma. What you gave for the Mishkan, that you can give as much as you want and for whatever you want. So that's in the Pashuk of Truma. Moses Vaita, Omi Oma Rebbe Ovun, Af Be Pashuk Azois, even in the Pashuk of Kisisa, this coming week, Nemer also Bo Gimel Trumas. It also talks about the Gimel Trumas. And the Pashuk there says, Machtis HaShekel, Truma LaShem, Yitain Trumas HaShem, Losses Trumas HaShem. As in this Pasha of Kisisim, it talks about the mitzvahs, Machsa Shekel, it says three times here, Trumal Hashem. It says Trumal Hashem, Yitze Trumas Hashem, Losses the Trumas Hashem. Why does it say it three times for? It's also a limo to tell us that there are three different types of Trumas. There's one Truma to give for the Mishkan, there's one Truma to give for the Yadonim, and there's one Truma to give for the Machsa Shekel that we use the money to buy for the Kabonis of the coming year. Right. Our Mishnah says then, Betesvav Boi Kurinesa Megillah Bekrochim. On the 15th day of Adar, that's when they used to lay the Megillah in a city that has a chayma wall around it, like in Yerushalayim. Zemara says, Loi chen Amar Rabbi Chelboi, Rav Hune Rav B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Rabba. Then he learned like this. Some say, Gimel, Loi Kedin. Isn't it like this? Or Loi Kedin, Lachor, like it's Kasha. I'm saying, Lachor, our mission does not come out like Rav Chanina. B'Shem Rabbi Chizda, Rabba. It doesn't come out like him. Because he said like this. That Hakol Yoytzim B'Yudalid Shuzman Kriyosei. He holds what an like this is the Gersa we had before in the Gemara Naman Aleph. It should belong over here. That he holds everybody is Yoytzim Yudalid. Even a city that has the chayim that has a wall around it, still if they hear the Megillah on Yudalid, they Yoytzim Mikus Megillah on Yudalid also. They don't Vadafka play the Megillah on Tezvah the 15th day. They can be Yoytzim now also. He says Hakol Yoytzim Yudalid. Av Kruachim Shu Ikazman Kriyosei. Even the Kruachim, a city that has a wall around it, the Ikazman for it is also a new Dalit. I've heard the Tanan Kruachim Kermatezvav. I there's a Mishnah Megillah that says that a city that has a wall around it, you could lay in the Megillah on Tezvav. Hainu means in Rotsu, if they want to. But the Ikar Adin, though, they can hear the Megillah on new Dalit. Mashenke and Ayoris Asur Likas Tezvav, the Sibla Yavam. A regular city that does not have a wall around it, their din is Badafka and Yudalad Biyadur. The other part says, Lo Yavra, they can't wait. But a city that has a wall around it, his shita is, not that they have to hear the Megillah on Tezvav, just that they want to, they could. But Avada, the Yikizman, even for them, is also Yudalad. So, who that's a bit of Shreal Mishnah? Why didn't our Mishnah say, the Yudalad? Why does the Mishnah say in Tezvav? Because the Mishnah is not like Rechanina. Or whoever, I'm not sure what this is, B'Shem Rach. Yeah. And if the Gemara made a teretz, no. Omalei, loiboel lametcha, shekol hamitzvois, hanaheges bi'adu sheni, einem naheges bi'adu rishin. I said, the Ikav Mishnah just wants to tell you that the mitzvahs that are nageya, not the sheni, are not nageya tada rishin. It's a little bit like the carbon that Takan Khalatin says. Omalei loiboel. In the bottom, he says, in the middle, Kleimar, till Yerla Masnitsa Nasa Krem Chanina. Could be our mission does come out like him. The Yaitzim be Yudalid. Really, a city that has a wall around it, they could also hear the Megillah on Yudalid. V'hodalai Nokad El Tezvov, what did our mission say that on the 15th day of Adar, that's the time when the city that have a wall, she hear the Megillah? Mishum Shirotzli Ashmenu, they just want to teach us our Mishnah, the Cholat Vorim, the Choshim Masnitsa, Shemitzvosim Tezvov Yadar, Einoigim Rak Pi Adar Beis. Like our Mishnah says a few things that Bezdin does on 15th day of Adar. Not just the Mikra Megillah, it says they go out to fix the Shvachim, to fix the Drachim, to fix the Mikvois. So all these things that Bezdin takes care of on Tezvah of the Adar, our Niki Cheshva, our Mishnah is, when it's an Ibiyah, 2 months, don't think Bezdin does it on Adar Rishon, but no, Bezdin does it to Adar Sheni. That's the Ike Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Mel, it's not schwer why Mishnah doesn't say like the Kerachim could hear the Megillah on Yudalad. Because that's not what's Megaya. The Ike Chiddush of our Mishnah just tell us that these mitzvahs that are Megaya on Tezvav, it's not done on Adar Rishon, but it's done better on Adar Sheni. Lochi kodim v'toni zman kriyas ha-megillah v'adayu l'riyo de kamoy de kriyas ha-megillah da'afku b'yad rabeis k'et nam lehegi perakam v'negillah k'oros ha-megillah v'nisar b'oshonan. And that's why our Mishnah here really just puts in zinyin ha-mikra megillah. Hey, it's the reason why the Mishnah says megillah is not to teach us really hilkos megillah. It's just we're talking about now how Bezdin takes care of the city. But just come to teach us. And when you have two others, on which month does Bezdin take care of the city? Just like by mikra megillah it's cheaper to us. We lay the Megillah on Adar Sheni. That's when we're Megillah Dashins. Is who Adin. When Bezdin has to go out now on the 15th day of Adar to take care of the city, on which Adar they go out on Adar Sheni. That's the Ike Chiddush of our Mishnah. So the Ike Chiddush of our Mishnah is, which month does Bezdin take care of the city? So it's not sure why our Mishnah says that the Kerachim, they lay the Megillah on Tezvav. It doesn't mean Bedavka Tezvav. True, according to Rav Chanina, could even be on Yudalad. Also, they can lay the Megillah. But that's not the Ika Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Ika Chiddush of our Mishnah, why it says Tezvav, is to teach us that the other halachis, which are Nogeya on Tezvav, that's for sure. Bezdin only sends out Shluchim on the 15th day of Adar to fix the Drochim and the Rechoivas and the Mikvois, we also call Tzorchi Rabin. So when it talks about these things, it puts in the beginning that there is a case that on the 15th day of Adar also you could hear the Megillah in a Krach, a city that has a wall around it. That the Chiddush is, just like by the Megillah for sure, is only an Adar Sheni, who are in the other dinim of the Mishnah, is also for sure an Adar Sheni and not Adar Rishon. But the real halach of a krach, it could be maybe like a chanina, that if they want to, they could hear the Megillah on Yudalad. That's the Ikazman is Yudalad. Just if they didn't hear on Yudalad, then they could do it on Tezvav. That's what it's like, Bo, El Lamdecho, Shekola, Mitzis, and Hegas, B'Adar Sheni, Ein and Hegas, B'Adar Rishon. Rabbi Yossi, Rav Acha, Heve Yasin, they were sitting down. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabacha, Rabbi Yosef told Rabacha, Loi mistabro elo lishover. It's only yisvara lishover, if it happened. Avo labo loi. Labo, in the future you should not do that. What does that mean? He says here, Loi mistabro elo lishover. Vache prushi, hodir ad chanina. Einu elo lishover means in korat v'kerochim yudal. He wants to say no. That's what Chanina says, that a city that has a wall around it, they could hear the Megillah and yudal, it just means if they did. If they heard the Megillah and you dalid, the yotze, she yotze. Avo lechatchila, sarach likras petezvav. O masnisen ara lechatchila. Therefore, for sure, our Mr. comes out good according to Mechanina. If even according to Mechanina is just saying, if b'dievet they heard the Megillah and you dalid, they do not have to hear the Megillah again on Tezvav. But when really, if you ask them metchila, when should the people in the city that has a wall around it, when should they hear the Megillah? Maybe Mechanina is also moider, they should wait till Tezvav. He's not saying that's the Ikas man. So if what's good, our Mishnah says, when is the Ikas man to hear the Megillah on a city that has a wall around it? Tezvav. So the Mishnah comes out very good according to him. He doesn't say, Lo mistavren l'shover. Just if somebody heard on you dalid, then he's yoytze. Avolabo, if somebody asked us, what should he do? Loi. For the Amar of Otoni, we learned like this. Mokim shenagol l'kroysor shnei yomim, a city that has a minute to lend the Megillah 2 days. They lay it on Yudalad and on Tezvav. Is Kurunoise Shnei Yomim. We let them lay the Megillah 2 days. If you know, they have a city that they have a suffix, they're in doubt if this city had a wall around it from Yemosh Yeshua or not. So they have a suffix, they don't know which day should they lay the Megillah. Our city maybe didn't have a wall around it, then they have to lay the Megillah on Yudalad. Maybe they do have a city, maybe it did have a wall around it, they have to lay the Megillah on Tezvav. So you have such a city that's in doubt what the din is. So it says there, they lay in it 2 days. So the Chur, the Kashas or Mechanina, why, that's not true. Why should you lay in it 2 days? Like, everybody's Muslim, according to Mechanina, once they landed on Yudalid, they're already Yaitzah. They should not have to land it a second time at Tezvav. Even if they could tell me, Mechanina just says, B'dievin, that if they heard it on Yudalid, they don't have to hear it again, but here they heard it on Yudalid. Since these people were in doubt, what did they have? They landed the Megillah first on Yudalid. Since for sure should be a kasha in the Chanina. According to Rabbi Chanina, why do they have to learn it a second time on the 15th day from Monashach? Since they heard the Megillah and Yudalid, they were yet to the Megillah. Even on the tzad that this city is a city that had a wall around it from Yemeshia Yeshua, but according to Rabbi Chanina, they're ready yet to the mitzvah. So this bryce is not like you, it's a kasha on you. It's really the way we hold, that people living in a city that has a wall around it, they can't be yet to on Yudalid. See, if it's very good, if you have a suffix, what type of a city this is, do you have to learn the Megillah two times? So it's not like a Mechanina. Or Malay, so one thing he answers back is, Ufan no sovakein, means Einachanami. This was Ya'am Rabbi Yossi was talking to Rabbi Acha. So Rabbi Acha answered back, true, I don't hold like a Mechanina. Like it's a good kasha. Hey, it's Ufan no sovakein, I don't hold like a Mechanina. So Einachanami, you're right, the Chorit's a kasha from here. There's a She'ena Yotze be Yudalit. So I don't hold like that. I hold Taki, not Yotze and Yudalit. Is Omar Rabbi Moni? Rabbi Moni said, "V'yoyis is that good? B'tmiya v'chishapik upon the kol ma'afu savakin is that good? Like, but before, what do we do, Rabbi Chanina? Though you just answer, you don't hold like him. But according to him, how would he learn the pshat? So pshat is like this: Ilo mishkariyah v'yudalid chayzav v'karim b'tesvov shema ein shemim loy. That they're not going to listen to you. If you're going to tell them that you learned the Megillah and Yudalid, you don't have to hear again on tesvov. Maybe they won't listen to you." Is emat oimakein nimtzas oikez zman trochim biyotcha. You're going to be oikez zman trochim. As you're going to tell this city, listen, you heard the Megillah now when you dalid. So mamonashach, you don't have to hear the Megillah again. You know what they're going to think? They're going to think now that a city, even though it has a wall around it, they don't have to hear the Megillah. Tezvav. The Ikka didn't hear the Megillah was only Yudalit. Like, that's what they're telling us right now. That they're going to think, we're in doubt what we are. Are we a city that has a wall around it or didn't have a wall around it? So if you're going to tell us all we have to hear the Megillah is just on Yudalit, they're going to think, Yudalit, that's the Zman to hear Megillah. So from now on, they go and teach their kids, no matter where you live, the Megillah is only going to be on Yudalit. Therefore, Bezdin didn't want to start off with the city. Therefore, since the minig of this city was to lay in it 2 days, Bezdin left them alone, even according to Mechanina. Even though really they were yotze the Megillah on the first day, but here, even according to Mechanina, we wouldn't tell them to stop doing their minig. Because if we'll tell them to stop, we're afraid they'll come to learn out the long halacha from it. And he says, Imayme imkain means, she'ir she sofik, krach im korb yudalit, she'asum nikos v'tezvov, if you're going to tell this city, that you city, that since you heard the Megillah and Yudalit, you're not supposed to hear it again on Tezvov, is Akarta Zman Akrochim Yodcho. You're going to take out the whole Zman of a city that has a wall around it. Well, Yadano, they won't understand. They won't know this city. Why do the Amoratsim in this city? They won't understand you. Shumi Sofik. They won't know that you told us not to do it because of a Sofik. They'll think, no, that even on the Tzad we have a Vadi, a wall around us, we don't have to hear it on Tezvov. Or Batalta, the Koran Chachomim, Shemim Shakrochim Yikub Tezvov. And you're going to take away this Indian that Bezdin did say that Matila, a city that has a wall around it, should hear it on Tezvav. Lechale cover the Eretz Yisrael, to give cover to Eretz Yisrael. V'chivin shein moichim biyodim lekashna on the Chelbay. Here the gist of the Chelbay should be, not between all of it. Should be Rabbi Chelbay. His name, Melech, it's not a kashna on the Chelbay. That even though Rabbi Chelbay sheet there is, that if you hear the Megillah on Yudalit, you don't have to hear the Megillah again on Tezvav. Lekach keren shnei yomim. Here in this city, Bezdin did not stop them. Because if we'll tell them to stop, not to hear it again, they'll think that the reason why we don't hear it again is because you can never hear it on Tezvav. So since this city would not understand the right halacha, Bezdin felt it's better to leave them alone, not to be oikah the din, that a crack cannot read the Megillah on Tezvav. Rabbi Yemes says, no, steer it to Rabbi Chelbay. Rabbi Chelbay's shita is just that it would come out there, the oikah din is landed on Tezvav. He just holds them that if they heard the Megillah and Yudalid, they yotze mikra Megillah, they don't have to hear it again. Right, Tony Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, mitzvahs haneheges b'yad sheni, einam neheges b'rishon. That all the mitzvahs we have in yad sheni, but mikra Megillah, matanas levyanim, is only yad sheni. We don't have those mitzvahs in yad rishon. Chutz mehespid b'tainis. Only on Yudalid and Tezvav yad rishon, you're not allowed to give a hespid, and not allowed to be b'tainis. Just like an Adishani on real Purim, you're not allowed to give a hesped, you're not allowed to fast. Who are then an Adirishan also, that's Talachon, you're not allowed to say a hesped on Yudalid and Tezvav Adirishan, and you can't fast in. Shein Shavim Bezeh Bezeh. For these two Alachis, they're Daimar, Adirishan and Adishani. Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rishu Ben Levi. Halachah Yashimah Megamliel. Halachah is like that also. That for hesped and for Tainish, you're not allowed to fast and say a hesped on Adirishan also. Which day? On Yudal and Tezvav, not the whole month. Only on the days of Purim, Yudal and Tezvav, those 2 days you can't give a hesped and a tainis on other rishon. Rav Huna Rabba de Tzipora. Omar, he said, Hinig Rabbi Chanina b'tiporin, Rabbi Chanina was noig in his city Tzipora, he had the Rav Shimon Gamliel, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That what? That on other Rishon, not to give a hesped, not to fast on other Rishon. So, lo yomar yale hinik, he only said over, he was noig that way. Avol, lahalocha loy, but lahalocha, he wasn't Murren Cain. Lahalocha means, like it said in the bottom, lo yomar yale hinik, avol ain Murren Cain, he didn't go out saying, ladrosh, to tell people this halocha. Just if somebody asked him, he would tell them that's the halocha, that in other Rishon, you don't have to say hesped, you're not allowed to say hesped, you're not allowed to fast. But it wasn't so strong to be Murren, to tell everybody else. He didn't go tell this halocha. When you want to come down to write a shtar, then you make the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That Kaisvin Adar Rishon, the Adar Sheni Stam. The first pshat is that Adar Rishon, you always write Adar Rishon. And Adar Sheni in the shtar, when you write a document, you just write Adar Stam. Adar Stam always means Adar Sheni. If Yaisi Yama know, Adar Rishon Stam. Whenever in the shtar you have the word Adar written down Stam, that means Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni Tinin. Whenever you want to mean Adar Sheni, then you have to write down Adar Sheni. That's more mistab like that. Stam Adar means Adar Rishon. Whenever you want to write it down to make sure it means Adar Sheni, you write down Adar Sheni. He says here, Kaisan Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. Klaimer, Vlayarina the Adar Rishon Shevet Shvat Mikri. Elishneim ein Adar, Bekaisan Meshtaras Adar. Mishitais an Adar, when you write down the Shtaras, you have to write down today is Adar. Elishab Adar Beis Kaisan Adar Tanin. That's over here. Then Adar Sheni, write down Adar Sheni. Stam Adar always means Adar Rishon. Yemesaknim esadrochim yeserechoyves. So on Tezvov, on the 15th day of Adar, that's when Bezdin goes to send out Shluchim to take care of fixing up the roads. V'yes mikvoyes hamayim. V'yosim kol tzorchi rabim. And they take care of all the tzorchi rabim. What is the extra tzorchi rabim? Elohein tzorchi rabim. These are the extra things of tzorchi rabim. Don and dinim omnis. Bezdin now sits down to paskin all the shals of dinim omnis. For Dina and the Foshas, anybody killed anybody? Dina Malkus, anybody was over alive that deserved to get Malkus? Upoidim Erechim the Haroman. Somebody says Erechim Yolai, he's Machayah to give money to Hegdish, how much he's worth, or Haroman to give to the Kohanim. Now Bezin says you have to pay up, you have to be paid yourself. The Hegdishah, somebody was Makdish money, or Mashkin as a Saita, you have a Saita, you have to have a Shkoris a Saita. They did it now also, Tezvov. The other, that's when they started to do it. For a sorfer and a sapora, they would burn the pora duma to get the new mechatis in order to make the Eden Torah, mistam for Pesach, before Yom Tov, if you wanted to be Torah, so they start to work now to make sure they have the Mayim Torah. For Yorfer and Egla Rufa, if anybody was killed, found killed outside between two cities, that would bring an Egla Rufa, they brought it now also on Tezvah Biadur. For Roitzim Eved Ivri, if you have an Eved Ivri that didn't want to go out after 6 years, but he wanted to stay and work till Yovel, so you make now with Tzia, now Bezin took him and made a hole through his ear. Oh, Metayrim as a Metzorah. If somebody was a Metzorah, Bezin make sure to Metayrim now and Tezvav Biyadur. Oh, Mefarkim as Mano Meyagabe Hamayim. And they take off, this is a new halach. This is a chur, this doesn't have to do with this, with Tezvav, this is a halach in Cholamoyed. That in Cholamoyed, you're allowed to take off the mano, take out a shoe off the press. When a shoemaker first makes the shoe, he has like on a mold. When he makes it, so you're allowed to take off the shoe now in Cholamoyed. He's a mafarkin as a man, he could take off the shoe, megabal hamayim, or megabi imus. The ain mazir noise, but you're not allowed to put it back on again. On chalomoy, like it says also on top of your kremeda. Lav tzorchi rabim, this is not talking about tzorchi rabim. El usyuma the tesefto, this is the end of the tesefto. That's talking about chalomoy there, it's talking about a regular chalomoy. The mutal afarak hamano, on chalomoy, you're allowed to take the shoe off its mold. Me al gabi had fus. Shane's a maisum, because that's not called a maisumin. Avol osalach zira, you're not allowed to put the shoe back on its mold. Shetzarach umen v'yosiv amoyed. That's the yisoid. Molochis on chol amoyed. Anything that has to have an umen is professional to do it, that's also to do on chol amoyed. Yeah. V'yein machzir noisoy. Tamom tanini, we learned over there. Mashkin beis hashalchin. On chol amoyed, you're allowed to water the places that need water if you don't have rainwater there. Umetzayonim ala kvaris. And you're allowed to be mitzayin, put a tzi and put a sign around the kvaris on chol amoyed. Like in our Mishnah, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Tezvav Adar, we put her out the tzion already. And for the Gemara, the tifta sheyora chetev shogashomim v'shotfu v'yotzin v'shotfu. We're talking about now a big rainfall came down after Chamishos of Adar, therefore they have to do it over again on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Alright, we'll stop here.